So, Rickard Landberg, we are now releasing the post-conference report from Uppsala Health Summit, and we are sitting at the Swedish University of Agricultural Sciences here in Uppsala. And you were the chair for the program committee this year. Which were your main take-home messages from the summit in October?
I think we first have to realize that childhood obesity is a very complex problem with so many underlying factors and dimensions, and that it therefore calls for broad actions throughout the entire society. So that's one very important overall conclusion, I think. Another conclusion is that we cannot just focus our activities and initiatives on individuals, but rather have comprehensive approaches that targets the entire obesogenic environment. And such activities can be done through multi-stakeholder partnerships, for instance, where we involve different actors of society.
Like the food industry, for example, is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean, and together with politicians and also authorities and universities. We also need a strong political leadership on different levels to be able to achieve these goals.
Why do you think we need a strong political leadership? Why will not these multi-stakeholders initiate these actions themselves?
Because I think the political leadership is needed to formulate the goals and to set the process, to make it transparent. So these are the key factors for success, I think. And then we should also realize that this multi-stakeholder partnership should be based on science. So whenever we have science present, it's very important that we build these activities on pure science, which is available.
That brings me to think about something that you mentioned in the post-conference report, namely the health claims that food industry makes today. And you say that health claims are often developed for conditions that are not so relevant from a public health perspective, even if they may be based on science. Which health claims should be prioritized, and what could be done from policy level to make this happen?
I think there has been a problem around the health claims, several problems. One of the obstacles is that the initiative for companies often lies in having a health claim of their specific products. And single products might not be that efficient to change public health. So we need broader and larger initiatives in order to achieve something.
Okay. Yeah.
And another aspect is, of course, also that many of the physiological functions that the companies are targeting have not been 100% relevant for the large public health major issues that we have, like obesity and overweight. So I think there could be much more done in relation to obesity and also childhood obesity. Perhaps what can be done from policy point of view is to put more attention to the really burning health problems from a public health point of view. So we put more emphasis on the claims that will have a public health impact rather than other physiological effects which might not be that relevant for public health.
You also talk about the need to cooperate in industry and also between industry and consumer organizations and many others. What would it take to make such corporations take off, do you think?
That's a big question, but it's very relevant, of course. And I think there are different components in this, and I think we also heard on the conference some very successful initiatives. And what we learned from this, from the successful initiatives, is that again we need to have a core science base established, because if science is there, it gets less controversial and it's easier to gather different stakeholders around very clearly defined goals related to that. And I think really the clarity of the goals and also put measurable goals, so it's very clear from beginning what we are going to achieve, and then it's easier for also all the different parts to engage to it. And that will also create transparency and trust, I think. So transparency is very important in these processes to really manifest trust, which is a problem when involving industry.
Finally, and talking about science and research again, how will you and your research groups continue to work with relations and ideas gained during the summit?
Yeah, well, that will be done on different levels, I think. But, of course, we got a lot of new ideas for scientific ideas, but also, I would say, more on the side on activities that we can do together, not only with other scientists, but also with other scientists.
Thank you, Rickard, and good luck for the future.
Thank you.